Wait, how many guitars does he have?
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Original drummer for Yes, Bill Bruford, turns 69 today. And he remembers how Steve Howe had a lot of guitars. Because he's always looking for a certain sound. And he found it on the song And You and I. That's on Close to the Edge, 1972. It's a four-movement song. The first and second parts were released as a single. That reached 42 on the Billboard Hot 100. Bill Bruford says when he thinks of And You and I, he thinks of guitars.
Steve Howe is a collector of guitars, and he at that time was running at around 80 or 90 instruments, most of which would arrive in a truck at the studio and be spread out on the floor, and every conceivable square inch of floor was covered in guitars. So a huge amount of the album budget was spent in deciding which kind of guitar should be used. But the one that was used, often he did come up with great things, it was worth it. I remember And You and I having a lovely sort of light ukulele guitar type of sound on the front of it.
If you'd like to see us, we've got tickets for you. 1 hour from now, you'll play the Pecozzi 30-second six-song challenge. Rolling Stones on the road. The No Filter Tour starts tonight in Dublin, Ireland. Last time they played was October in Germany, so they're starting again in Europe. Wherever they go, Keith Richards and Ronnie Wood think stage is really their home.
You know, I get this weird feeling that I'm at home when I get up there. I mean, after so long, it's the home away from home. And it's Ronnie and I go up there and say, come on, let's go and get some peace and quiet. You know?
Imagine how exciting their life is off the stage if that, on stage, is their quiet time.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.